From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Kaska, The Warlord by Barry Sadler. Chapter 1. The dank Boston fog wrapped itself around the stocky figures standing in the shadows, just barely visible from the firefly glow of the streetlight on the corner. Even in the dark, the street had that aura of old money and wealth. The man stood there, his broad shoulders stooped as if he were older than he looked. Like some contemporary Atlas, he seemed to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. He raised his eyes and looked down the street to the two-story brick house that had held his attention for the last 2 hours. Straightening suddenly, he shook his head and shoulders, as if throwing off a fleeting chill, or perhaps making up his mind. Stepping from the shadows, he made his way across the street to the steps leading to his objective. In the dull glow of the street lamp, he read the large brass plaque beside the door. Julius Goldman, M.D. The light, reflecting from the brass plaque, shone on the hairline scar which ran from the man's left eye to the corner of his mouth, creating a slightly sardonic grin which never left him, except in a rage. A fleeting gold shadow was thrown across his eyes as he raised his hand to the brass knocker in the shape of a lion's head. The Lion of Judah? The sudden, sharp rapping of the door knocker broke through the damp silence of the night. He waited, and then knocked again. The door opened.